As you open the gate of a small historical house, a colorful teepee to your right as you walk the pathway steps, and music wafting as you enter the front door, you realize this is no ordinary home. It has been transformed into a haven of art and community. 8 years ago, Dr. Brenda Sun moved to Logan, Utah, and decided to open her home as a housewarming party, which turned into something much more. Inspired by the small art galleries in London where Sun lived for 10 years, she decided to create a local gallery experience, highlighting regional artists, poets, and musicians by once a year transforming her abode into the Little Bloomsbury Art Festival.
I don't think I could possibly do something like this anywhere else but in Cache Valley. You just bump into talented people who are poets and painters and photographers and, you know, pianists and, you know, musicians. I think this is just really, we have a critical mass here of wonderfully talented and exceptionally kind people. There were quite a few artists that received more than one award. It's just because they're just so exceptional in more than one area. Yeah, so this is what actually sort of comes out rather strongly to us this year. But I would say if we care to go deeper to understand the people better, it's just like really understanding paintings is the same thing. Getting to know a piece of painting is like getting to know someone. The deeper you dig, the more good stuff you find.
Above all, Sun calls the exhibit an exercise in community building.
We have always had students at all levels, and we all also have teachers too, and housewives and construction workers, bankers. Yeah, so we have people from all sorts of backgrounds. We do get a lot of families, so children can run around and enjoy themselves, and they often have a lot to offer to in terms of enjoying the art, appreciating the art, and all. Often we get young children saying, oh, in that case, I can do something too. You know, I can submit something too.
Sun says visitors to the exhibit often have a transformative experience about their view of art.
Before they came, they thought art was too, quote-unquote, highbrow, so they wouldn't go to an art gallery per se because it's like, oh, art is not for me, you know. But then after they come, they often change their mind. Yeah, because art is for everyone. It's just a way of expression.
Artist Tyler Swain, whose work is highlighted at the exhibit, talks about one of his pieces.
Every piece has a story behind it. I guess I could tell you one of my most recent is this red one. It's called Genesis. And I call it Genesis because it has to do with the creation of the world. And, you know, all that entails, the beauties, the, you know, really basically the story from Genesis out of the Bible. And the line work that I did around the rose is actually taken from a figure study from Albrecht Dürer, master painter of the Northern Renaissance. And it's kind of alluding to the divinity and divine potential that man has, and also just the perfection that we all strive for.
Though the exhibit requires hours of volunteer labor, Sun says it is all worth it.
Every year we have a lot of sleepless nights trying to put this together. But one thing that really makes it worth it is because people really enjoy each other's company, you know, because when they come together, they meet other people and they get to really interact with one another. And the one thing that really sort of keeps us going is to see how promising artists, budding artists, get validated.
The annual event will open its doors to the public April 24th through 26th, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. For more information, visit upr.org. For Utah Public Radio, this is Taylor Halverson.